Today we're building a DJ intro with Real Jungle and Old School DNB Attitude, using only stock devices in Ableton Live 12. And just to be clear, we're not trying to make this intro louder for the sake of it. We're trying to make it feel worn, driven, gritty, and mix-ready, like a tune that has already been living in the club, before the drop even arrives. In DNB, the intro is not just the beginning. It's a functional mix-in zone. It has to give the DJ clean phrase alignment, establish the character of the tune, and build enough tension that the drop feels earned. So as we go, think in terms of movement, contrast, and control damage. We're going to build a 16-bar intro, and I want you thinking in 4-bar phrases. That's the language of this style. Bars 1 to 4 should breathe. Bars 5 to 8 start getting more detailed. Bars 9 to 12 bring in a bass tease or res fragment. And bars 13 to 16 are where the pressure ramps up and the drop gets handed off cleanly. Let's start by setting up a few simple tracks in arrangement view. Keep it lean. You really only need a break track, a top loop or percussion layer, an atmosphere track, a bass tease, and maybe one or two FX elements. In Jungle and Old School DNB, clarity is part of the tension. If the intro is too busy, it stops functioning as a DJ intro. If you're working with a break, put that on an auto track first. Before you saturate anything, clean it up a little. Add EQ 8 and high pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove sub-rumble that doesn't need to be there. If there's noisy tail information you don't want, trim it or gate it. Then add drum bus very gently. You're not trying to destroy the break at this stage. You're just giving it some attitude. A little drive, a little crunch, and keep boom subtle or off unless you specifically want that low-end push. Now here's a strong old-school move. Duplicate the break. Keep one version cleaner and make the other one dirty. On the dirty duplicate, use saturator in analog clip or soft sine mode. Push the drive a few dB. Then lower the output so it matches the clean version in level. This matters a lot. Match the loudness, then judge the tone. If the dirty layer only seems better because it's louder, you're fooling yourself. But if it blends underneath the clean break, suddenly the ghost notes, hat debris, and shuffled details start feeling alive. That's one of the key ideas here. Think in layers of damage, not one giant distortion move. The strongest jungle intros usually come from several subtle stages. A little clip on the drums, a little harmonic edge on the bus, and then a final level controlled polish. That's how you get grit without mush. Now route all of your intro elements to an intro bus group. This is where the glue happens. Put utility first so you can manage width and keep the low end under control. If you've got bass-related material in the intro, keep that centered or narrow. Atmospheres and FX can be wider, but don't let them take over the middle of the mix. After utility, use EQ8 to clear any mud before the saturation stages. If the intro feels cloudy, a small cut in the 200 to 400 Hz area can do a lot. If the saturation starts making hats or top loops too sharp, dip a bit around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if the ambience gets brittle, trim the high end a touch. We want smoked out and dangerous, not fizzy and painful. Then add saturator on the bus. Keep it fairly moderate at first. Soft clip on. Drive just a couple of dB to start. This is about glue and harmonic density, not flattening the life out of the intro. After that, add drum bus for a little more urgency. Use drive and crunch gently, and if the transient impact disappears, bring transients back a bit. If the high end starts getting harsh, damp can help smooth it out. Then finish the chain with glue compressor. Aim for only a small amount of gain reduction, maybe 1 to 3 dB. The point is to bind the intro together, not squash it into a brick. If you want the compressor to really grab the harmonics, place saturator before glue compressor. That way the compressor responds to the newly created density and pulls the whole thing together more firmly. Now the real musical movement comes from automation. Don't leave the saturation static. In an advanced DNB intro, the drive should evolve across the arrangement. Start with lighter saturation in the first 4 bars. Then gradually increase the drive and maybe the crunch as the intro moves forward. By the time you hit bars 13 to 16, you want the intro to feel more smoked out, more aggressive, and more awake. A really useful trick is to automate saturator drive up while slightly reducing output at the same time. That lets you increase harmonic density without accidentally blowing up your gain staging. Again, match perceived loudness after every change. If it just sounds better because it's louder, that's not really progress. You can do the same thing with filters and stereo image. Automate a low pass or high shelf opening over the course of the intro so the harmonics gradually reveal themselves. Keep the atmospheres slightly narrower at the start, then widen them closer to the drop. That makes the arrangement feel like it's expanding toward the listener instead of just getting louder. For the break specifically, listen to the ghost notes and off-grid shuffles. That's where the jungle character lies. If the saturation is doing its job, those tiny details should get denser and more audible over time without the kick and snare losing their punch. Transient preservation matters more than warmth in this style. If the break turns to mush, DJs will feel it immediately, even if it sounds massive and solo. Let's talk about resampling, because this is a huge advanced move. Once your intro bus is sounding right, record or bounce a few bars of it to a new audio track. Resampling commits the crunch. It gives you a piece of audio that already has the wear and tear baked in. Then you can chop it, reverse little bits, stutter fragments, before transitions, and layer it back underneath the original material. If you want maximum authenticity, resample the dirty parallel break layer rather than the clean core. That way you keep the snap of the original drums, but the resampled dirt becomes part of the atmosphere. That's very much in the language of classic jungle. The tune sounds like it's been processed, reprocessed, and lived in. Now bring in the bass tees. For a DJ intro, you usually do not want the full bass line exposed. You want a hint, a note, a fragment, a reese texture waking up under the break. Keep it minimal. One or two notes per bar is enough. You can use operator, wave eatable, or even a sampled bass hit in simpler. Put auto filter before saturator. Keep the low pass somewhere around 150 to 400 Hz depending on the sound. Then use a bit of resonance to give it some tension. After that, add saturator lightly and clean up the low mids with EQ if needed. The key here is that the distortion should create movement, not just volume. If you automate the filter cutoff or wave-eatable position a little, the bass starts to feel like it's waking up underneath the intro. That's perfect for bars 9 to 12. Then let it drop out for a bar before the drop. That absence makes the actual drop feel bigger. Effects matter too, especially in darker DNB intros. Use tonal risers, noise sweeps, reverse crashes, or short stabs. If you send them to a return track, you can add reverb and then saturator after the reverb. That gives the effects a dirty halo instead of a polished glossy tail. A little saturation on the reverb return can make the whole intro feel more warehouse dirty and less clean EDM style. For the final two bars, create some kind of release or handoff, maybe a brief dropout, maybe a fill, maybe a reverse crash or a final stab. The whole intro should be building toward that moment. If you've been increasing drive, density, and width gradually, then the last two bars can feel like the final pressure point before the drop lands. Now let's make sure the intro is still DJ friendly. Keep the sub mono. Use utility to narrow the bass and low end layers if necessary. Keep anything below about 120 Hz centered. Remove unnecessary low end from atmospheres and FX with EQ8. And don't crush the master just because the intro sounds cool solo. You want headroom. The drop still needs somewhere to go. A good test is this. If your intro already feels as intense as the drop, you've probably oversaturated it. The intro should be aggressive, definitely, but it should still leave room for the drop to feel like a bigger event. Here's a solid advanced variation. If you want to take it further, split the intro into frequency bands using an audio effect rack. Saturate the mids more heavily than the lows. Keep the lows clean and mono, and let the dirty character live in the mid-range. That's a great way to get grime without wrecking the kick and bass foundation. You can also create a broken tape layer by duplicating the break, adding saturator, auto filter, and a little reverb, then blending it quietly underneath the main drums. That ghost layer can add a seriously authentic old-school feel. And if the intro starts sounding harsh, don't just turn the drive down immediately. Try pre-EQ before the saturator. A small cut in the 250 to 500 Hz range, or a gentle reduction around 3 to 5 kHz, can soften the ugly part while keeping the energy. That's often better than backing off the saturation entirely. So, as you work, remember the shape of the arrangement. Phrase by phrase, the intro should get dirtier, denser, and more tense. First it breathes, then it tightens, then it wakes up, then it leans right into the drop. If you want to practice this properly, take an existing DNB loop or project, and build two versions of the same 16-bar intro. Make one clean pressure version with only subtle saturation and strong phrase movement. Then make a filthy old-school version with parallel break distortion, more bus drive, and a resampled dirty layer that gets re-edited. Export both at the same loudness and compare them. Which one feels more DJ-friendly? Which one creates better anticipation? Which one sounds more authentic at club volume? That comparison will teach you a lot. To wrap it up, the big takeaway is this. In jungle and old school DNB, saturation is not just a tone trick, it's arrangement language. It tells the listener that the track is building, aging, and getting more dangerous as it approaches the drop. If you can make a DJ intro feel worn, weighty, and purposeful using only stock Ableton devices, you're already speaking the genre fluently. Now go make that intro smolder.